Norm Crouch and Mo Sullivan.
I think maybe there is something innate about your personality or whatever that puts you in a position to become a leader, but to determine really the skills and all the tools, I think the tools that you need are what many of us lack or never got, or we just kind of pick them up as we need them. Yeah, I had about 25 years of education before I finally got my first job, and not one day was on leadership.
Well, one of the things that APHL did in a forum that actually was held here in Minneapolis was looked at what those laboratory leadership skills are. And we sort of tried to break it down into what you need to be a lab director is you need a terminal degree. And you have a lot of PhDs that have that, but they don't have this other scope of the leadership and the management and the and they have the technical aspect, which is maybe how it used to be in the field, but this other portion is so very, very important.
I strongly advocate for having people with doctorates at the director level. Now, that's not to be snobbish or just because I have a doctorate, but I think it gives a certain level of credential to the laboratory director, which I think as we're promoting laboratories and advocating and such, it's important to have credentials that are equal to those that you would find in academia or in industry doing laboratory science and such. But I think if we do have a system where it's more broadly available for people to get a doctoral level or terminal degree in public health would really be helpful.